We were doing the laws of Nefilat Apayim. Right after Shmona Esrei, we put our head down, we say Tachanun. So the custom is that we don't do Nefilat Apayim in the house of someone who's mourning. In the house of someone who's a Chatan, in shul on the day where there's going to be a circumcision in that shul, or if there is a Chatan in that shul, so then we don't do Nefilat Apayim. Let's say they have a minyan in a house where there's a corpse. No one mourning over there, but they're going to bury that person today. So then the custom is we don't do Nefilat Apayim there either. There's a custom that he quotes here that when a mourner comes to shul, they don't do Nefilat Apayim, even though it isn't in his home. He came to shul. And he quotes a custom that when there's a bris in the shul, even at mincha, they don't do Nefilat Apayim. There is such a custom. And I haven't seen Ashkenazim go with that custom, but he quotes it, and others quote it as well. And some say that when the main shul has a bris, so all the smaller shuls around don't do Nefilat Apayim either. Okay, I haven't seen anyone do that here either. The custom is that in that shul, even if the father isn't davening there, the original custom was when the father was there and they were going to have a bris later that day, so they didn't do tachanun shachris. Today it's evolved that if there's going to be a bris in the shul, even though the father's not praying with them, or if the father's praying there but the bris won't be there, if you have either one, they don't do tachanun. That's the custom today. So it's a little funny that we're so lenient on this whole concept of tachnun. We discussed earlier how important this prayer is, but this is our custom today.
Well, what's the reason for that?